राम। श्रीमद् भगवद् गीता साधक संजीवनी चैप्टर 2 वर्स 22। इन द नेक्स्ट वर्स लॉर्ड कृष्णा एक्सप्लेन्स दैट अ सोल इज फ्री फ्रॉम चेंज बाय गिविंग एन इलस्ट्रेशन। वासांसि जीर्णानि यथा विहाय नवानि गृह्याति नरो पराणि तथा शरीराणि विहाय जीर्णा नन्यानि संयाति नवानि देहि। As a person discarding worn out clothes puts on new ones, so an embodied soul, casting off old bodies, enters into others which are new. Comment. In the 13th verse of this chapter, it has been mentioned in brief that a wise man does not get deluded when the soul transmigrates from one body to another. Now Lord Krishna, by giving an illustration, explains that as a man by casting off old clothes is not grieved, so a man casting off worn out bodies should not grieve. Here the word nara, man, has been used for a human being, including men, women, boys, girls, young, old, etc., all. As a man discarding old clothes puts on new ones, so does an embodied soul, casting off worn out clothes, enter into new bodies. The casting off of worn out bodies is called death, while its acquiring new bodies is called birth. So long as this embodied soul has connection with Prakriti, it goes on acquiring new bodies, according to actions of the past or according to thoughts at the moment of death. Here the term sharirani, bodies, has been used in plural form. It means that so long as an embodied soul does not get emancipated, it goes on acquiring new bodies up to eternity. The bodies it has acquired are countless. The term dehi has been used to indicate all embodied souls. In the first half of this verse, there is mention of discarding of worn out clothes, while in the second half, there is reference of casting off worn out bodies. So how can the illustration of old clothes befit bodies when bodies of even children and young men die? The answer is that end of age means the worn out bodies, whether they are children, young men, or old men. In this verse, the Lord, by using the term yatha, as, and tatha, so, has explained that a man discarding worn out clothes puts on new ones, so does an embodied soul casting off worn out bodies acquires other bodies which are new. Here a doubt may arise that a man is free in casting off old clothes and putting on new ones, but he is not free to cast off an old body and enter into a new one. The answer is that Lord Krishna does not mean to talk about freedom and dependence. His aim is to dispel the grief arising from the separation of a body. One should not grieve over death of a body because the soul remains unattached and unchanged. From this angle, this example is appropriate. Another question that arises is that a man is happy by discarding old clothes and putting on new ones, whether he feels grieved while casting off an old body and getting into a new one. The reason is that a man, by identifying himself with a body, wants to live long and thinks of the death of the body as his own death. Thus he gets sad. The grief is the result of desire to live, not because of death. I may live. This desire is latent, and he has to die, and that causes grief. But if he were to discriminate between the real and the unreal, he need not be sad. He rather rejoices. Thus it is because of his ignorance that he weeps. In his ignorance, he is like a child who weeps while his old clothes are taken away and he is made to put on new ones. To remove this ignorance, the Lord has used yatha, as, and tatha, so words, by giving an illustration of clothes. Lord Krishna has used the verb grinati for putting on clothes and samyati, enter, for embodied soul, because people generally think out of ignorance that man changes clothes, living at his own place while an embodied soul has to go and enter new clothes. So Lord Krishna has used these two verbs, keeping the worldly point of view in mind. Something noteworthy. In the Gita, in yena sarvamidam tatam, in nitya sarvagataha stanuh, phrases, the Lord has been described as all-pervading, eternal, omnipresent and constant, while in phrases such as samyati navani dehi and sharira yadavapnoti, it is said that the soul migrates, enters into another body. So there seems to be a contrast, but in fact there is none. For example, when a person grows from his babyhood to youth, he says that he has grown young. But the fact is that he is the same. It is the body which has grown young. By identifying himself with the body, he grafts the change of his body upon himself. Therefore, in fact, the soul does not migrate, but because of its identification with the body, it seems to migrate. Now, a question arises. Why this cycle of birth and death has been going on from time immemorial? From the viewpoint of the discipline of action, to reap the fruit of virtuous and evil actions, and from the viewpoint of the discipline of knowledge due to ignorance, and from the viewpoint of the discipline of devotion due to disinclination for God, the cycle of birth and death goes on. The basic factor behind these three is that God has granted liberty to living beings to make proper use of their lives, but they misuse it, and so they have to go through the cycle of birth and death. They can be free from this cycle by making proper use of this liberty. It means that if they start working for the welfare of others by renouncing their selfishness, they will be free from this cycle. Moreover, negligence in discrimination is the root cause of birth and death. If we attach importance to discrimination, we can be free from the shackles of birth and death. Similarly, disinclination for God is the cause of birth and death, which can be eliminated by having an inclination for Him. Appendix. A man wants new articles, so the Lord also gives him new articles, body, material, etc. When the body grows old, God bestows upon him the new body. Therefore, having new desires is the cause of his birth and death. Those who have new desires will get new things numerous times. In a man, there is one power of the will and another of the life breath. If he has power of the will and his life breath ends, he has to be reborn. If he has no will, desire, he has not to take rebirth when his life breath ends. an illustration is applicable only to a certain extent, not to the full extent. Here the illustration of casting off old clothes and putting on new ones is applicable to the extent that as a man by changing several clothes remains the same, similarly, the self by casting off worn out bodies and by acquiring several new bodies remains the same. As by casting off old clothes, we don't die, and by putting on new clothes, we are not born. Similarly, by casting off worn out bodies, we don't die, and by acquiring new bodies, we are not born. It means that the body dies. We, the self, don't die. If we die, who will reap the fruits of virtuous and sinful actions? Who will acquire new bodies? Who will be in bondage? Who will attain salvation? End of chapter 2, verse 22. Narayan, Narayan, Narayan.